In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
We have two glorious events intersecting in the life of the church here today. One of those events is the celebration of our Lord's Ascension. It's a feast that begins on the 40th day after Pascha and concludes with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and we are right in the middle of these days celebrating the Ascension right now. God, who became incarnate as a human being in the person of Jesus Christ, who lived and taught among us, who worked wonders, who forgave all manner of sins, who loved the unlovable, at least the unlovable in the eyes of the religious and social elite in those days, who brought reconciliation to adversaries. This same God, through the cross and resurrection, overcomes the final enemy of humanity, death. And then 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascends into heaven. And this is important. He ascends in bodily form. He ascends as a human being with a body. His humanity, his human body, his human heart, his human mind all enter the kingdom of heaven. At Annunciation, the kingdom of heaven came to earth. When the Son of God comes to earth, heaven comes to earth. And now at the ascension, earth goes up to heaven. It finishes the circle. It completes the unity. The unification of heaven and earth is accomplished. And the gift to us is that just as Christ brought heaven to us as a child born into this world, now he opens the gates of heaven for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. And here's the big news. You don't have to wait until you die to go to heaven. Too often we hear that the path of the world is that you live for a while, then you die and you go to heaven. We say no. No, you got the order wrong. All the events are there, but you got the order wrong. We say you go to heaven first, then you die and you stay in heaven. You go to heaven first long before you die. The whole point of Christ ascending into heaven is that you don't have to wait to experience the kingdom of God. The gates for humanity are already open, and maybe not in its final fullness, but still in a very real way. The kingdom that we can experience here is real. When you experience the love of God in the face of incredible fear, and love is still able to open your heart, that's the kingdom of heaven. When you are overcome with divine peace in the middle of chaos, that's the kingdom of heaven. When you are sustained by an unearthly joy in the middle of your worst grief, that's the kingdom of heaven. That's a taste of the kingdom of heaven Jesus Christ has opened for you. So how does Christ's ascending open that to us? Where's the connection between him ascending and us ascending? Where's that connection? And this brings us to the other glorious event that we are celebrating this day, the baptism of little Theodore. Baptism is more than just a beautiful ceremony for a baby. It's more than just getting a kid wet and putting a nice robe on him. It's more than a traditional rite of passage. Baptism is being united to Jesus Christ. Baptism is grace offered to each one of us. Baptism, as we heard Dennis read for us, is real participation in the death and the burial and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The one who is baptized is able to receive all the good that is available through the incarnation of the Son of God, all of it. There's nothing that's available in Jesus Christ that's not available to us immediately. The one who was baptized has died to the old world, literally buried in these waters, and now walks in the newness of life. We sing that verse from Galatians as we walked around the font the three times. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Have put on Christ means all the grace in the person of Jesus is available to us. That includes our Lord's ascension, which becomes our own entrance and our own participation in the kingdom of heaven. Even while we still live on this earth and in these bodies, we can still ascend into the presence of God. Through the grace of baptism, our ascension into the kingdom of heaven begins today. It even begins this moment, if you want it. Now, Danielle and Andres, you have given your son a beautiful name, a perfect, perfect name, Theodore. Theodore is a name which means God's gift. God's gift. And here before us, Theodore witnesses to us all of God's gifts, every gift possible. First and foremost, the gift of life. The gift of life itself. And through baptism, it's not just life in this world. It's not just a few decades here on this earth. It's eternal life. It's life that won't end at the grave, but will continue forever. Theodore's baptism today means eternal life has already begun for him. And Theodore has received another gift, the sealing of the Holy Spirit, the gift of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, more powerful than any darkness the broken world can dish out. And Theodore today has received the gift of ascension. The entrance into the kingdom of heaven doesn't have to wait another minute for him. It's already starting. He has set his first little foot into the kingdom of heaven today. This is God's gift to Theodore. But here's a beautiful thing. Theodore not only receives God's gifts, Theodore himself is God's gift. He is his name. Theodore is God's gift to you. And Theodore is God's gift to us. Putting on Christ and being sealed in the Holy Spirit, Theodore is not only a witness of God's gifts, but also, in a very real way, is God's gift, is God with us. He is God with us. Theodore is a vessel of the Holy Spirit for us, for us. He is life in our midst. When we are with him, we experience life more fully. And Theodore is love incarnate. You cannot go near him without experiencing greater love, increased love. That is the kingdom of heaven. Speaking of ascending into the kingdom of heaven, this little guy knows where it's at. Theodore is love incarnate. We see that love increasing even in the other children in this church. Having put on Christ, Theodore is himself light shining into the darkness. Wherever you might have darkness, go to him, and you're going to find some light shining in there. When you want to know what does Christ look like in our fallen world, look no further than this little guy. He is an icon of Christ among us, and I would firmly say Theodore is proof that your ascension into the kingdom of heaven doesn't have to wait until you die, but can begin as soon as you want it. Amen.
Amen.